This is the B-Team Podcast, a daily recap of what you missed this morning on Mississippi Superstar Country Kicks 96,
a Boswell Media station.
Join us here for behind-the-scenes information, exclusive show content, and more. Listen live at kicks96news.com.
To become a sponsor, appear as a guest on the show, or for more information, contact them at btpodcastms@gmail.com.
Allow myself to introduce myself.
Brian Bemo Montgomery.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
Rick Riley.
Don't everybody thank me at once.
This is the B-Team Podcast.
The B-Team Podcast.
We're here.
It's the B-Team Podcast on this Monday?
Monday.
Da, 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 da. The 22nd of November. Weird day. Happy because it's Thanksgiving week. Sad. Was on this date back in 1963. President John F. Kennedy assassinated.
Yeah, I talked about that on the breakfast show.
It's bizarre because for us, I guess our generation, it was, we'll know where we were on September 11th. I remember my mother, my grandmother, my father, my grandfather, everybody knew where they were when they found out the news. And it's bizarre because on Showtime, they've got a JFK Revisited. And I don't know if you've, did you see the first one with Kevin Costner?
Watch. Oh, yeah. The movie?
Yeah.
I know the movie. JFK.
Well, Oliver Stone has...
Kevin Bacon.
Yeah. Oliver Stone has revisited that since. And now there's a special on Showtime. So if you get the chance to check that out, definitely interesting watching. Conspiracy? The more than one person, in your opinion, possibly shoot the president?
I don't know about more than one person, but yeah, it's definitely conspiracy. When somebody kills the guy that they say killed the president, yeah, that ain't no coincidence.
I still have a hard time with the three-shot theory. I have watched quote-unquote expert duplicate that, and it can't be done.
Yeah.
But
I mean, it's an expert shot.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's a tough shot. I mean, there wasn't no Joe Schmo off the street that could just make that shot.
That day, either way you look at it, I think the thing I remember most about that day outside of the assassination was Jackie refusing to change.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason for it was that she said that she wanted the world to see what they had done to her husband. The world definitely changed.
We know the two presidents that were assassinated, two big ones. Do you know the other two lesser known ones that were assassinated?
We had Kennedy, you had Lincoln, you had Garfield
is one,
and was it Hamilton?
Hamilton wasn't a president; he was Secretary of the Treasury. He was assassinated by Aaron Burr. William McKinley.
Was the other one. This is going to bother me. John Hinckley was the one that shot Reagan.
Yeah.
Well, he was the greatest, in my opinion. He was the first president I voted for, but he's also been my favorite president of all time.
Ronald Reagan, the actor.
The thing that cracked me up most about that was, is they took him into surgery. The chief of staff said, "Don't worry about anything, Mr. President. We've got you handled." And he goes, "Are you Republican?" He goes, "Mr. President, we all are today." And then they gave him the phone so he could say hello to Nancy before they put him under. And Nancy asked him what happened. And he said, "I forgot to duck."
Reagan smash.
Yes,
like a Family Guy.
Yeah.
No, that's just Reagan. He'll tire himself out. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Reagan sleepy.
Yeah, but one of a kind, to say the least.
John Hinckley. Yeah, you got to get John Hinckley and Jodie Foster.
Yeah, he's something else. Of course, on this date, Scarlett Johansson was born.
I had a dream about her last night. It's weird.
Scarlett?
Yeah, we were dating.
Really?
Good dream.
And how'd that work out for you?
I woke up, so not good.
Also celebrating birthday today, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Scream Queen.
God, who looks amazing for 63.
I love Jamie Lee.
I still say the hottest thing I ever saw her in was True Lies. And Trading Places is another good one, too.
I was going to say True Lies or Trading Places. Oof,
my goodness gracious. Hailey Bieber turning 25 today, and Nicholas Rowe from
Mark Ruffalo, another Avenger.
Yes.
This is a birthday today. He's the Hulk.
And music news, Little Steven turning 71, really?
That's from the E Street Band, right?
Mm-hmm. And the Sopranos.
Yeah. He wears the one that wears the hat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Chris Fryer, my buddy's turning 51 today. And farmer Jason Ringenberg from Jason and Scorcher's turning 63. If you're just tuning in for the first time, we do want to remind you can listen live on Kix96News.com, where we are giving away Travis Tritt and Lee Greenwood tickets.
Yeah, somebody messaged me about it over the weekend. Hey, is that your station, Kix96, giving them away? I'm like, yeah, I need to hook up. You got to listen. I was like, just listen to the contest, man. It starts tomorrow. Starts on Monday.
It's very, very simple. All you do is listen for the song of the day. We may play it once, twice, or like we did this morning, three times.
We gave away something on the Christmas station, and people were calling in this morning about it. I'm like, that's not my station.
Breck is like the switchboard for everybody when they call in. Big weekend. Of course, we had the opportunity to go up to Starkville and hang out a little bit on campus. Big weekend for college football. Big weekend. Yeah. Ohio State making that leap over Alabama and Cincinnati to number 2 in the AP poll.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how, because Oregon got whooped. Oregon didn't just get beat.
Yeah, they got Oregon, whooped.
I mean, Ohio State has a good win over Michigan State. I'll give them that. Yeah. Michigan State's a good team. But Ohio State jumping over Alabama, I don't understand it just yet, because Oregon, I mean, that's their only loss. Oregon got whooped by Utah. I mean, it wasn't even close.
Right.
So I don't know how you do that. I guess Oregon's still a better loss than Alabama has to A&M. Oregon's still ranked higher than A&M. So true. I guess that's it. Also, it wouldn't matter if they were two. I bet they just want to keep them separate. Like, you know, Alabama and Georgia.
Right.
I don't think they want two Alabama-Georgia games back-to-back.
Because there's going to be the SEC
championship game. And then if one of them loses, or if Georgia beats Alabama by a close margin, Alabama probably only drops to number 4. But I bet they don't want them to be number 4, because then you play them right back to back. You have the Florida State from 96 where they played, and then they played in the Sugar Bowl.
Yeah.
You mean they don't want that? That's not good for TV. It's not good for anything. So
no.
I think they would probably leave Alabama at number 3, which means that's going to screw over somebody who's earned their way to number 3. Like if the Cincinnati is able to, you know, stay in there.
Well, when you look at it, you got Oklahoma. I don't see Baylor jumping.
No.
Ole Miss.
They're not going to look that far.
Michigan, which is sitting at number 6.
They play Ohio State, so that could help them.
True.
And their only loss currently is to Michigan State. So,
which I don't understand at all, but leave it to Harbaugh.
Has he ever beat Ohio State? I don't think he has. I don't think
he has.
Ole Miss has a chance to go to the Sugar Bowl. They played there in 2015. They beat Oklahoma State in 2015. They went back to back in 2014. They got beat by TCU. But if the highest ranked SEC team that doesn't make the playoff goes to the Sugar Bowl automatically. So if they beat State and Georgia beats Alabama close and Alabama still gets in the playoff, then they'd go to the Sugar Bowl. But even with them being in the top 12, they might get an at-large to another, another bowl, for like an Orange Bowl or a Peach Bowl or something along those lines. So that's what's on the line for Ole Miss. I don't think United States just jockeying for bowl position.
I was going to say, which state?
They're ranked 25th. Oh,
what game would you see, or what bowl game would you see State making it to?
I don't know, because they don't even do the pecking order thing anymore. They just do the Sugar Bowl gets the highest ranked team. After that, the Capital One Bowl, the Citrus Bowl gets a pick. And then it goes to like the collective group of just pick the best matchup. So they try not to have teams go back to the same bowl they've been to the past few years. Mm-hmm. So they kind of try to do stuff like that.
Looking forward to a short week as we get to this thing we call the Thanksgiving Day weekend, of course. No podcast on Friday. We might do something for Thursday and a best of, but for the most part, it's going to be a short week. What are you looking forward to most? Because I know for you, sister's going out of town. It'll probably just be winding up to be you and mom.
Yep, mom's coming to my house.
Still no word yet as to whether or not you're going to make the trip for the Egg Bowl or no.
Oh, no. It's like an 80% chance of rain. I ain't going up there. Sorry. Nope. I don't have to sit in the rain anymore. I am not a college student, and I have my own place to sit and watch now, and I can I got blueberry cobbler coffee, thanks to you, by the way.
You're welcome.
I can throw a little something in that, and watch the game. We usually do that with some banana bread or whatever we have for dessert, a little banana bread or, I don't know, like pecan pie and coffee, a little something like that, watch the game. My cousin is a big Ole Miss fan.
We usually watch it together. I don't know if he's coming in. But, yeah, Mom's going to come to my house because she doesn't get network TV. Mm-hmm. So she's going to come to my house on Thursday morning and watch the parade. And then we either go out to her house and eat, or it's like while she, I was like, you can just stay here and eat. I mean, I'd like to go to her house because it's all festive. I mean, when she decorates, I mean, you know how moms decorate.
Yeah.
So she got the Christmas tree up. She got all these lights in her house. She puts up like 1,000 stockings all along the mantle because we have a staircase that goes up to a loft balcony. Mm. And then there's a railing over there. So all there's stockings all up the staircase and all across the balcony, all these like old stockings that she's accumulated and some that she made.
Oh, wow.
And so I was like, because when I was a kid, I was like, why doesn't Santa put something in every stocking? Come on now, that's false advertising. You put up all these stockings.
Get somebody's hopes up.
And he only puts stuff in the ones over the fireplace. And
she's like, Rick, you were good this year, but not that good.
Get your stuff together, Santa.
Go this way. But this is what I did over the weekend. Your boy can get down. Of course, we were talking about decorating and things of that nature. I like to start the week of Thanksgiving. And it was funny because you've seen my house. You've seen the way it's decorated. Yvonne tells me there's no way you can have a country Christmas tree. And I'm like, you're talking to the wrong person right now. Because I will call it out and do.
It's like, come to my house and see the redneck Christmas tree.
I am going to swing by. I'm sure you'll swing by at some point on Thanksgiving. But I am looking forward to the...
see the redneck Christmas tree at my house.
The little tree that could. Yeah. As I like to call it, because he's got his Star Wars.
Star Wars in Mississippi State and beer.
Beer.
Like, yeah. What do you think of Breck? What do you think of? Beer, Star Wars.
Star Wars,
Mississippi State, Mississippi something State. In that order.
And football. Expect to pay more for Christmas trees this year as they're looking at a jump between 10 to 30% more.
I mean, like, are we talking about real trees or fake trees?
Artificial. I don't really see, I didn't see that as far as this year because I'm allergic to Scotch pine.
Oh, really?
And I couldn't find a Douglas fir anywhere, but
not here.
No. So I can't touch it. I can't smell it. It just, I'll balloon up like nobody's business.
Joke's on you. I keep my same sexy tree for forever.
Yes.
And it's just a hand-me-down from my mom. Because my mom used to have that little tree for Olivia. When Olivia was little, she'd put it in Olivia's room and put all her, or like in the dining room, put all Olivia's presents under one tree. You know, the nice. only grandkid, right?
Right.
And so when she got older, she just gave me that tree, and then she has another sort of a medium tree. Since there's two grandkids now,
right.
She has like a medium-sized tree for them in the dining room and put all their presents under.
Yeah, with they said several factors are actually contributing to the trend as far as the trees being so expensive this year from the pandemic and supply chain issues. I'm shocked at this, but I can tell you this. The tree that we bought this year was not that expensive, and I'm shocked that it wasn't. And other holiday news... You're going to start, or have you started? Because I know you've wrapped your first one, because he will wrap and decorate his tree when he wraps his first present.
So, that's the rule.
So are you like almost finished, completely finished? Where are we at?
Oh, no. A lot of them are supposed to come in tomorrow. Because I ordered a lot online, and it takes forever. I mean, I guess probably because I ordered a bunch, and I wanted them all come in at one time. So that's probably why it took more than a week for it to get here. So that's more like, for everybody here, at the radio, like radio gifts, because I buy everybody here radio gifts, and then the football crew,
right?
I usually buy them a little something extra for putting up with me for 12 months out of the year on Friday nights.
Well, all I can tell you is, I cannot wait to see the look on your face because B Team Podcast supporters, Santa Claus is coming, but I can't wait to see the look on your face. You of all people. When you get yours, you're going to literally, I'm going to videotape that. I'm going to find some way to put that up because I cannot wait to see the look on your face because you're going to be like this. Damn. It's going to happen. Anything that you're looking forward to most as far as possibly getting this year from Santa Claus? Or are you one of those people that just don't have any expectations?
Socks and underwear.
Socks and underwear?
That's what I say every year. My thing is, I'm a single guy. I live by myself. If I want something, I'll go buy it during the year, you know? But the thing I usually don't buy myself is clothes, a lot of, you know, just because I'm very plain Jane. I got one brand of blue jeans I wear, and I buy like seven pairs of them. Yeah. Just rotate. It doesn't bother me.
I am.
I asked for a pair of shoes. a new pair, of Brooks. I like my Brooks.
Yeah.
And so I asked for a new pair of Brooks. But other than that, I'm just like, whatever, you know, DJ stuff, beer. I mean, if you want to bring me beer, I mean, I got plenty of beer from my, beer fairy.
Yeah, I was going to say,
you know,
celebrating his 100th game, he gets home to find 100 beers.
Yeah, from my
sitting on the porch,
my beer fairy, whoever that may be. And then we drank a little bit of those Friday night, and so I still got plenty left.
I'm just excited.
Got Friendsgiving coming up on Friday, I think, if I can get some.
You want to start build for that, or are you going to?
Yeah, it's using it's a mile.
Okay.
Last year, I was passing out COVID to everybody at the Friendsgiving. I woke up with a little bit of
the gift that keeps on giving.
Woke up with a little bit of a sore throat on that Friday morning, and I was like, changing the weather, it happens all the time. We work radio. Our throat gets sore 12 times a year, right? And I was like, not a big deal. So I just drank some water, and I was fine. Didn't feel anything else. Next morning, I woke up, and I had a headache and a sore throat. I was like, well, that can't be good.
No.
And then as the day went on, I started feeling worse. And then last year, Egg Bowl was on Saturday. I just laid on the couch, and I started getting cold. And I was like, well, this can't be good. And then I told him, because that was the first night for the Guitar Academy's guitar night. And so I was supposed to go to that. Then my mom went to it, and I was like, I'm not going to go. I was like, can you bring me some mashed potatoes from one of those? I was like, Popeyes or KFC? It's like, I don't really think I need to leave because I don't feel the best. So she's like, yeah. You want me to bring them in? I'm like, no, just leave them on the porch. That'll be fine. And so I got that. And I, you know, I felt better. And the next morning I woke up, and I couldn't smell or taste anything. I was like, well, we know. I can pretty much know what this is.
Yeah.
And then on Monday, I felt better on Monday. And then, but then by then I had to get tested and
go through all that isolation crap. I got a question for you. I was reading something over the weekend. Men find blue-eyed women most attractive, while men with hazel eyes appeal to most females. Do you have a favorite eye color?
Open. No, I like blue eyes. Like
you're blue,
like colorful eyes.
I've always had a thing for green eyes, green or hazel. So I guess I'm the opposite of this. But researchers created profiles for a male and female model on Bumble, Tinder, and Hinge. The color of their eyes was digitally modified, with researchers measuring the number of matches each one received. They found that men with darker colored eyes are most appealing to women, while men are most attracted to blue eyes. Now, do you have a favorite hair color?
Yeah, dark.
Dark?
Yep. Like the Katy Perry look. Dark hair, bright eyes.
Bright eyes.
Yeah, Eva Green, my girl.
No, that's your girl.
Yeah, dark hair, the whole look, dark hair, bright eyes is a weakness.
My weakness
getting to ruin my life.
Yeah, my weakness has always been redheads. Don't ask me why, but it's true. But like you just said, they get me into trouble and jack things up. Blonde would probably be my least favorite. Brunettes for me are always.
Same thing.
A strong number two.
I mean, as someone who doesn't have hair, I'm not really going to put down any kind of hair. You have it. Like, you've flown it.
Now, would you go out with a bald woman?
I mean, maybe. I'm going to put it off to, you know, I'm not going to rule it out.
Yeah, well, he's open, so if you are.
Depends on the.
Follically challenged and good looking.
Depends on the connection there. It's all about connection.
There you go. Time now for a little feature we call Things We Learned Today. And we learned today that we're giving away Travis Tritt tickets along with Lee Greenwood. Listen to Kix 96 for your chance to score some. You can listen on digital or online at kix96news.com. Favorite Travis Tritt song, because I know you're a big fan.
Ooh, that's tough.
What are you looking forward to seeing him perform most?
That's another one of those like Garth Brooks things where like I've had a few different favorites over the years.
That's all right. You give me a top three.
Oh, top three. I'll go Whiskey Ain't Working. Help Me Hold On.
Mm-hmm.
And Country Club.
There you go.
Those are top three. What order you want to put them in?
Of course, he'll be performing December 5th at the Mississippi Coliseum. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com or just listen to win your tickets and backstage passes.
Riley Green has a version of Where Corn Don't Grow. I just saw that a few
days. I hadn't seen that yet.
One of my radio friends up in Kansas City, she posted it. I was like, holy crap, I didn't know he redid the song. So I went and listened to it. It's a little, it's a little more poppy than, Travis.
Yeah, I figured it would be.
But it's fine. I mean, that's a good song, Where Corn Don't Grow.
We learned that there is no place in the world quite like Strange Brew at all.
Or the tavern.
Dude, the coffee is, and the aroma, the atmosphere, all of it. And then got the chance to go up to Dave Starkhorst, which we will be bringing on.
Yeah, Dave said he'd come on with us.
I can't wait for that. That's going to be a good show because Dave took over for Dave. Was it back in 2005? I want to say it was early 2000.
I was thinking it was 2000.
Was it 2000? I just remember seeing it on the back of the menu.
Yeah.
We were talking about that. I was sad that I didn't get a chance to.
Called Bully 2?
Yeah.
Or something like that? I can't remember. I mean, that's before my time.
I can't remember, but I was disappointed.
Where'd you sit? Very important.
I sat, you know where the stage is?
Huh?
Okay, you know those booths up against the wall?
Like in front of the stage or to the right of the stage?
In front.
In front of the stage?
Yes.
Okay, like on the back wall right there?
Correct.
Okay, which one?
One from center. One from the center booth. So if I were looking at the stage, it would be just one. To be center stage would be one.
Here's the stage, and then here's, and I got like little bar stools right here.
Right. So if the stage is here, I was here, and center was here. So you have that open area, and then there's tables here.
And then there's a bar with like stools on it.
Right.
Yeah. And so one of the booths next to that.
Right.
Okay.
Why?
That's my booth.
Oh.
The one.
Oh my God, how funny is that?
The one, the tables right here. Here's a little bar in front of it.
Right.
Right. You got the two poles right here.
Uh-huh.
The tables right here. And you got the little bar stools right there. That booth right there next to the bar stools. That's what I was talking about.
It's funny. I was going to ask you, do they have music piped in or do they?
Mostly live music.
Well, I was talking about in the bar on Saturday when we were up there. It was like I couldn't have programmed a better playlist. And I was going to ask you, do they have a jukebox or?
Yeah, I'm not sure what he does, or if Jorge, because Jorge's the main bartender. I'm not sure if Jorge picks it or if Dave picks it, but during the ball game, they usually have the audio going over the air.
Yeah, well, I could hear it from where I was sitting as far as the music in the bar. But my God, I was looking at Yvonne, and I was like, I have not had. There's nothing bad here. Service was great. The food delicious. I had the big bully. She had the bully. That's a sandwich, dude.
That's one thing I've never gotten from Dave's is a burger. I don't think I've had a burger. I've got the Philly cheesesteak, and mostly I just get pizza.
You
got
to try
a calzone.
That. We learned that the best place to eat in Starkville.
Boy, if you want pub food, the tavern is the best place to go, and it ain't even close. Pay a little bit more.
Totally unbelievable.
I always say you get what you pay for, and there you get.
Believe that.
Dude, that spinach dip there is good, too.
Oh, yeah. We learned today that coming in December 2nd, Sanic has come early. We'll tell you more about that as we get closer to that. Enjoy the rest of your day, evening, afternoon, whatever it is that you're doing. When you hear it, it's the B-Team Podcast. Say goodbye, Brother Breck.
Goodbye, Brother Breck.
You've been listening to the B-Team Podcast. Catch BMO and Breck weekday mornings on Mississippi's Superstar Country, Kix 96.
A Boswell Media station.
Listen live at kix96news.com.
To become a sponsor, the viewers and guests on the show, or for more information, contact them at btmpodcastms@gmail.com.